This month alone, climate change has been blamed for everything from killing coral reefs off the coast of Australia to slowing the current in the Atlantic Ocean to fueling wildfires in Oklahoma. In California, climate change is affecting the timetable for the migration and breeding of songbirds, and that can spell real trouble for some species. Craig Miller from member station KQED introduces us to a scientist who is measuring just how much trouble by listening.
Pacific slope flycatcher, brown creeper.
I'm sitting here with Brett Furness.
Hermit warbler.
He's an ecologist for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
So that's a black-headed grosbeak.
But we're not out in the woods with binoculars. We're on his living room sofa near Berkeley. He's hunched over his laptop with his mop of graying hair and wire-rimmed glasses. And we're hearing recordings from a 15-year project by the Wildlife Investigations Lab, where Furness works.
Very beautiful call. It's like a robin, but I think with a little bit more flourish.
This recording is from a forest in Northern California in May of 2016.
They're all kind of partitioning the time, singing not all on top of each other, but in different frequency ranges at different times. And it reminds me of an orchestra, but there's no conductor.
And the more birds, the fuller the orchestra, which reaches a kind of crescendo at the peak of the mating season. Over the years, Furness's team has made hundreds of these recordings, including more than 300 sites along the Pacific Crest Trail. And from those, they've been able to pinpoint the peak mating season and track how that's changing. And it is changing.
Their song is beautiful to listen to, but they're singing for a reason.
What Furness is most worried about is something called mismatch. To migratory birds, timing is everything.
They're singing to attract mates and to establish territories, and this is important for them to be able to breed and then maintain the population levels.
Okay, imagine you're on a road trip. You're tired and counting on a late meal at the motel diner up ahead. And when you get there, the motel is open, but the diner is closed. Well, that's what migrating birds encounter if their arrival and breeding dates are out of sync with their surroundings.
And over time, with climate change, we expect that to advance.
If the timing is too far off, it could threaten the populations of some species.
Indeed, other studies have shown that across the Northern Hemisphere, the breeding is advancing on average 4 days per decade, which is quite alarming.
Not far from his backyard up in the Berkeley Hills, Furness shows me the setup. The equipment is about as basic as it comes.
I'll show you right here.
He takes out one of those plastic tubs for keeping leftovers in the fridge.
So I'll get out a recording device here.
Inside is a tiny digital recorder about the size of a matchbox strapped to a piece of foam. I thought maybe they'd hang them from trees or something, but no, he leaves them right on the ground at the various listening sites.
Funny things happen to these. Bears have chewed them up and spit out all the batteries a few times. So they take a beating.
Yeah, and so do the researchers at times.
I actually got chased by a wild horse. And another one, I stepped on a hornet's nest. And I think another one, I almost stepped on a rattlesnake. So
these days he leaves most of the fieldwork to assistants. But the recordings that survive yield valuable data. Let's go back to that recording from May 2016, before the crowd showed up.
But you know, so there's a few other birds in the background, but it's really just this one bird. And so it has arrived earlier in the season. This is the May 20th.
Now let's fast forward about 3 weeks.
Later in the season, and there's a whole bunch of birds singing almost on top of each other.
From this, the team has been able to pinpoint peak breeding for several species to the day. And it's far less labor-intensive than catching birds in nets one at a time and banding them or dispatching platoons of birders into the woods to count beaks. Experts can listen to these recordings and analyze the audio to find when different species' songs are at their peak.
The baseline results suggest that migratory birds may be at more risk than other birds, and that's the reason why we're collecting this information, is to help us make the best conservation decisions.
Birds perform vital functions in the ecosystem, controlling insect populations, spreading seeds around. But they also make an irreplaceable soundtrack for our lives, if we pay attention to it.
The soundscapes that you hear is just something really special that I think we have here in our California forests.
even if you don't know what all the birds are, you hear them and it affects you. And so you don't have to be a scientist to appreciate why nature and the sounds of nature are really important for our quality of life.
Furness just hopes that same soundscape will be here for future generations. For Here and Now, I'm Craig Miller.